Pablo Picasso, 1881 to 1973. Picasso is one of the most famous artists from the 20th century. He showed a lot of talent at an early age, and by 19 years old, he had moved from Spain to Paris to find success as an artist. Picasso went through many styles as an artist. He started as a painter, making scenes that were somewhat realistic. However, by the end of his career, though he had developed many new styles of art, including collage and cubism. When asked what his goals were as an artist, Picasso said, "It took me 4 years to be able to paint like Raphael and a lifetime to paint like a child." Picasso's very early work is often called his blue period. He painted realistic-looking scenes of people usually seeming hurt, but only used shades of blue and green. This gave them a very sad appearance. Cubism was a new form of painting that Picasso helped invent with a few other artists. In cubist paintings, a person or object is drawn, but the canvas is divided into a grid of many small squares. In each square, a different perspective of the subject is painted. The end result is supposed to show the subject from as many views as possible, all in one painting. Collage, a popular form of art that is still used today, was made popular by Picasso as well. Picasso would take scraps of wood, sheet music, and other found things and assemble them into a single piece of art. It was a new idea at the time, and it gave paintings more texture than they had ever had before. Throughout all of Picasso's career, through all of his different styles, he was also an illustrator. He would produce drawings, sometimes for books, that used fast-drawn lines that were then brushed with ink. These illustrations were very simple and often only used very few lines, but a person could always tell just what Picasso wanted to show. In all of his many styles, he was always trying to find a way to show the world how he saw things in his imagination.